Yeah, it is another afternoon whereby all Africans will be looking forward to the upcoming World Athletic Championship in Oregon. Of course, the Kenyan team has had its fair shares of problems and expectations, of course, are going to be high. But looking forward to the competition, there has been big man, that is the man of the moment who has always been there, the talk of the town, one Ferdinand Omanyala, who had all his couple of problems traveling to Oregon. But today we are going to delve into the issues, what happened and expectation from the Kenyans as well as other participants at the Global Showcase that kicks off tonight. I'm here, I'm Rogers Eshtemi, the sub-editor at the Standard Sports. I'm joined by Jonathan Komen, a senior sports reporter at the Standard Media. Jonathan, tell me, regarding the Bangalore travel arrangement of the national team, more so of the man of the moment, that's Ferdinand Omanyala, what's your take on him? And maybe, do you think maybe he has what it takes maybe to go there and prove to the world indeed that he's the man who can maybe break those records and try to bring the first 100-meter medal to Africa?
Thanks so much, Rogers. As you tell me, I know Ferdinand Omanyala very well. This is a man who has come from a very long way. He's been a rugby player long before he took up athletics, and then from there on he tested positive for doping. He was banned for 15 months, and then he did not get back to action because Athletics Kenya had banned all athletes from taking part in national teams after testing positive. But he took Athletics Kenya to Sports Dispute Tribunal and he won the case. It was a very long battle, so he's tested and he's a man actually who can do it.
But looking at how the plannings were done, maybe based from your experience, you have covered the athletes for a very long period. Can you bank on him that after maybe 24 hours he has been on the flight, he's going to Oregon? Do you think maybe he has the energy, he has the motivation to go and maybe try and maybe continue from where he left off in the previous competitions?
Yeah, going by the way he spoke before he left for Oregon, he was very much confident that he's going to do well. He was so much happy, saying that you could not believe that he could not make it to Oregon. So he looked mentally very strong, and he's ready to meet the Olympic silver medalist from the US, that is Fred Kelly, and of course Jacobs from the USA, the Olympic champion. So I hope very well that he's going to do well.
Do you think maybe from the arrangement, were these issues self-inflicted? Could they have been done much better for him not to found himself in the situation he has been? Because he has anxious the last 2 days or so before, fortunately, he got this visa to travel to the U.S.
Of course, the mental torture he underwent it through was not that very easy, but so far so good. We can't say that there were issues. The issues were just within Kenya. You could see these issues were all over the world. Look at China, look at Colombia, look at India. They face the same problem. So I don't think it was an isolated case.
But there have been various reports accusing maybe the government or the Minister of Sports of not handling the team very well. Remember also Sheila had the same issue, but I don't know if she finally also secured the visa. But as we speak, other athletes had already left. Why couldn't Kenya have done all these things quite earlier, even the trials much earlier, so that we cannot find ourselves into this scenario?
Okay, fine. For the case of visa application, US visa application, it is not that easy. For one, Athletics Kenya saying that they had meetings with the US embassy, three meetings, to be very specific, and they agreed 2 months before the trials that they are going to apply for the visas. They did it so, but so far, by Wednesday, to be very specific, it was Omanyala only who had not received a visa, and Sheila Chepkirui, the Africa 10,000 meters champion.
So, basing on that, of course, now all those issues are behind us. Maybe from the experience that Omanyala has, of course, everybody looking forward to him. You saw what some of the legends in the US are talking about Omanyala. He's the guy who has excited the Kenyan athletics cycle so far. But from the past where he's coming from, the doping issues, being blocked by the AK, and now he's going to make debut at the World Championship. If you're in his shoes right now, maybe comment, what will be you be thinking or what will be going through your mind?
Okay, very well, Rogers, you understand very well that the training regimen is that you train higher, you compete low. Kenyan athletes have been training in Iten, which is 2,400 meters above sea level, and they compete in Oregon, which is sea level. So far, so good. I can tell you they have the advantage of having trained in high altitude, and Kenyans are resilient. They are facing all these problems. These are not unique problems. They have been facing all over the years. So I don't think it will affect Omanyala so much. That's happened. It happened to Moses Tanu sometimes back when he was traveling to the Boston in 2000. He arrived to Boston very late, and he ended up finishing in position 2 in Boston Marathon. So it is not so much isolated. Yeah.
Back to the Bengal traveling arrangement comment. There's a moment whereby Omanyala went to social media saying that indeed he has given up. And then a few moments later, we saw him writing, coming up with a statement, maybe trying to congratulate, to thank the president, Uhuru Kenyatta, as well as the CS Amina Mohamed for intervening and ensuring maybe him, he gets the visa. Maybe. Do you think maybe he was under duress for him to do such a thing, or maybe what happened? Because there's no way as an athlete you can say, post something on the social media saying that, hey, I've already given up. Actually, he talked to you saying that indeed in the last maybe 40 minutes or so, when they lapse, then it will be over for me. But a few moments later, the following day, he comes out and say, here it is, I've gotten the visa.
Okay, fine. You understand very well. I spoke to him 40 minutes before he was called to the Ministry of Sports to collect his visa. And he never even went to the Ministry of Sports. He went to Athletics Kenya, which is the other house. He was not very sure that he would get the visa. He was very much uncertain. I think for this case, he could not believe that he could travel, because he told me he cannot travel. The time was too short, so he cannot reach. He cannot make it to the U.S. But I think what was going through his mind, he had already given up. But upon realizing that he already had secured a visa, he was so much happy. So he even wanted to assure his fans that, oh, look here, guys, here I am, I'm ready for the action. So I mean, I think that was the only thing that was running through his mind.
So maybe going into Oregon, of course, now the Kenyans are all over social media trying to encourage him, and already tracking the flight that Omanyala took last evening. So maybe, do you think heading to Oregon there, he can use the World Championship as maybe a springboard for ahead for the Commonwealth Games?
Rogers, very well. The World Championships is a very big event. It comes in after every 2 years, and it brings together 210 nations and territories. The Commonwealth Games is Britain and our colonies, which is 72 nations plus their territories. So to me, in my view as a journalist, I know very well that the World Championships is bigger than the Commonwealth Games, and for Omanyala to win a medal at the World Championships, that will be a very good bargaining package for him in the next season, come the Diamond League series. You'll have a very good package in terms of appearance and endorsements. Yeah, that's what I can tell you.
But maybe there have been that debate on social media at some moment whereby people are saying that due to that Bengal traveling arrangement, maybe he was motivated more. So despite him going maybe for the World Championship being a very high profile competition, they say maybe he was motivated by the allowances, something of the sort. What can you say about that?
No, I don't think so far. I don't think he was motivated by it. You know the allowance that they're paying, I think, to be very precise, they are less than 700,000 in that, if the cash is too high. Going to the World Championships, even winning, making it to the final is a plus for him. For the next two seasons, he will appear as a World Championship finalist in Diamond League and the Golden and the World Challenge Series, and even the Classic Series. That one will give him more money than the allowances we are talking about. The allowances are just a drop in the ocean for that matter. And even in terms of endorsements, you'll be endorsing so many products as a World Championship finalist or a medalist for that matter. You will be invited to several races and events to grace. So that one will make more money than even the allowances, yeah. There is a bigger picture than that.
Last but not least, regarding to the competition him against Fred Kelly, he competed against him at the Keino Classic. There's also Johanna Blake. Whom do you put your money on between these three guys when they collide in Oregon tomorrow?
Okay, fine. I think the battle should be on Omanyala and Kelly. Johanna Blake is is not in the form at the moment. And even the Olympic champion, Jacobs. So for Omanyala, he only needs to have a very smart takeoff and a drive in the 100 meters. As very good take off as opposed to the other time that he used to have a problem with the first 30 meters. If he has that, he's good to go for the gold and then take it to the bank.
So there'll be no any anxiety in Omanyala?
I don't think so, absolutely.
Okay, thank you. Thanks a lot, Jonathan Komen, for your views regarding the battle involving Omanyala, Black, Jacobs, and of course Kelly. It has been nice having you on board, and we look forward to maybe dissecting more of these as the World Champions starts officially tonight. Thanks a lot. I'm Roger Zeshtemi, Standard Group Sub-Editor Sports.
And I'm Jonathan Komen, a senior reporter at the Standard Group.